Diane von Furstenberg, woman in charge to open the 23rd edition of the festival. World premieres with Jenna Ortega, Lily Gladstone, Michael Cera, Maya Erskine, Kristen Stewart, Demi Moore, Rob Lowe, Renee Elise Goldsberry, Mike Birbiglia, Neil Patrick Harris, Liza Minnelli, and more. Tribeca membership and festival passes available on TribecaFilm.com. Single tickets on sale April 30th. The 2024 Tribeca Festival, presented by OKX, today unveiled its features lineup, offering a diverse array of narrative, documentary, and animated films. Scheduled to run from June 5th to 16th in New York City, this year's festival promises a thoughtfully curated program and includes everything from timely documentaries addressing political and social concerns to independent narratives showcasing award-winning actors. Additionally, the opening night event, presented in partnership with OKX and City National Bank, was announced. Headlining the talks is Robert De Niro in conversation with French artist J.R. about continuing the film icon's family legacy of art through film. The two will also share a sneak peek of an upcoming project. Emmy Award-nominated actor, author, and producer John Stamos will also join for a fireside chat about his New York Times bestseller, If You Would Have Told Me, and a discussion about his creative process for performing across various mediums. Tribeca kicks off on Wednesday, June 5th with the world premiere of Diane von Furstenberg, Woman in Charge, an intimate look at the life of the fashion designer and cultural luminary. The film captures Diane von Furstenberg's impact as a creative icon, who challenged the status quo with the bold inquiry, "Why shouldn't a woman do what a man can do?" Directed by Tribeca alumni Trish Dalton and Charmaine Obaid Chinoy, Woman in Charge opens the lineup of features. The 2024 selection of feature films includes Jazzy with Lily Gladstone, Dio starring Dakota Johnson and Sean Penn, Firebrand starring Alicia Vikander and Jude Law, Bratz, directed by Andrew McCarthy, with Demi Moore, Ally Sheedy, Rob Lowe, Molly Ringwald, and Lee Thompson, Sacramento, directed by Michael Ungureanu, starring Michael Cera, Kristen Stewart, and Maya Erskine, Winter, Spring, Summer or Fall starring Jenna Ortega and Percy Hines-White, and Liza, a truly terrific absolutely true story. With Liza Minnelli. Comedic stars are in group therapy, including Neil Patrick Harris, Mike Birbiglia, and Tig Notaro, All That We Love stars Margaret Cho and Jesse Tyler Ferguson, and Outstanding, A Comedy Revolution features Lily Tomlin, Wanda Sykes, Rosie O'Donnell, Hannah Gadsby, and Joel Kim Booster. Music documentaries highlight the boldest voices of each generation with They All Came Out to Moan True with Prince, Sting, Carlos Santana, Aretha Franklin, and Keith Richards, Satisfied About Renee Elise Goldsberry, Linda Perry, Let It Die Here with Linda Perry, Dolly Parton, Brandi Carlile, and Christina Aguilera, and Avicii, I'm Tim with Tim Avicii Bergling, Chris Martin, and David Guetta. Renee Elise Goldsberry and Linda Perry will be performing following the world premiere of their respective films. Each year, the Tribeca Festival reflects our culture, capturing the essence of the present moment. We're thrilled to showcase our 23rd edition, delving into captivating explorations of artificial intelligence with Demi's Hassabis, thought-provoking discussions on the future of democracy, and so much more, Tribeca co-founder and CEO Jane Rosenthal. Storytelling possesses a remarkable ability to bring us together, offering hope in these challenging times. We eagerly anticipate engaging with audiences on difficult yet timely subjects. The 23rd edition of Tribeca reflects our activist roots, to showcase a slate of films that speak to today's political moment and inform voters ahead of the upcoming election. Hacking Hate, directed by Simon Close, questions the role of social media in amplifying hate speech and extremism. McVeigh, directed by Mike Ott, portrays right-wing extremism with chilling modern implications. America's Burning, directed by David Smick and narrated by Michael Douglas, dives into the economic root of hate and division. At the core of our mission is the belief that art can spark change, particularly in the aftermath of global conflicts. The Crane's Call, directed by Laura Warner, spotlights war crimes investigators for the Clooney Foundation for Justice, led by Amal and George Clooney, as they risk their lives traveling across Ukraine to build cases against Russian soldiers and commanders. Antidote, directed by James Jones, digs into the truth about Russian President Vladimir Putin's deadly regime. Checkpoint Zoo, directed by Joshua Zeman, documents the daring rescue of thousands of animals trapped behind enemy lines in the Russian invasion of Ukraine. As war continues to affect regions like the Middle East and Ukraine, art serves as a powerful reminder of our shared humanity. In a year of record high submissions, despite industry-wide challenges, and global tumult, our incredible filmmaking community delivered again with some of the most surprising, inspiring, hilarious, galvanizing, boundary-breaking, and downright entertaining work we've had the privilege to feature at the festival, said Tribeca Festival Director and SVP of Programming Kara Kusumano. Whether grappling with everything from the crisis of global democracy to the most intimate of human dramas, it was heartening to be reminded of the undeniable power of a great film to illuminate our world. For the first time, Tribeca's signature viewpoints section of bold original visions and innovative perspectives will be in competition. The interdisciplinary program encompasses U.S. and international films across narrative, documentary, and animation, including the animated feature Boys Go to Jupiter starring Elsie Fisher, Tavi Gevinson, Julio Torres, and Sarah Sherman, and the narrative thriller Darkest Miriam with Britt Lower. Documentaries include Champions of the Golden Valley, directed by Ben Sturgulowski, an inspiring sports fable and portrait of people in profound political and social transition, and Searching for Amini, directed by Deborah Errico, a 13-year-old's dramatic quest to investigate his father's mysterious murder in one of Kenya's largest wildlife conservancies. The final selections were chosen from a record-breaking number of submissions, 13,016. This year's program includes 103 feature films from 114 filmmakers across 48 countries. The lineup comprises 86 world premieres, 2 international premieres, 6 North American premieres, and 8 New York premieres. Half of the films in competition are directed by women. Additionally, 36 of feature films are directed by BIPOC filmmakers. There are 30 films directed by first-time filmmakers and 25 directors returning to Tribeca with their latest projects. The Tribeca Festival is curated by Festival Director and SVP of Programming Kara Kusumano, Artistic Director Frederick Boyer, VP of Shorts Programming Ben Thompson, Senior Programmers Liza Domnitz, Farida Badamosi, Jared Nice, Jose F. Rodriguez, Programmers Casey Barron, Jason Gutierrez, Jonathan Penner, and Madison Egan, VP of Games and Immersive Casey Baltz and Immersive Curator Anna Brzezinska, EVP of Artist Relations Nancy Lefkowitz and VP of Artist Relations Meredith Moore, Curator of Audio Storytelling Davey Gardner, Music Programmer Vincent Cassis, along with a team of associate programmers, supported and inspired by the legendary Paula Weinstein. The full feature film lineup is detailed below. For more updates on programming, follow at Tribeca and Tribeca 2024 on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. A Tribeca membership or 2024 Tribeca Festival passes and ticket packages can be purchased at TribecaFilm.com. About Tribeca Festival. The Tribeca Festival, presented by OKX, brings artists and diverse audiences together to celebrate storytelling in all its forms, including film, TV, music, audio storytelling, games, and immersive. With strong roots in independent film, Tribeca is synonymous with creative expression and entertainment. Tribeca champions emerging and established voices, discovers award-winning talent, curates innovative experiences, and introduces new ideas through exclusive premieres, exhibitions, conversations, and live performances. The festival was founded by Robert De Niro, Jane Rosenthal, and Craig Hatkoff in 2001 to spur the economic and cultural revitalization of Lower Manhattan following the attacks on the World Trade Center. The annual Tribeca Festival will celebrate its 23rd year from June 5th to 16th, 2024 in New York City. In 2019, James Murdoch's Lupus Systems bought a majority stake in Tribeca Enterprises, bringing together Rosenthal, De Niro, and Murdoch to grow the enterprise. About the 2024 Tribeca Festival partners. The 2024 Tribeca Festival is presented by OKX and with the support of our partners, AT&T, Audible, Canva, Chanel, City National Bank, Diageo, Easter Seals Disability Services, Indeed, KLM Royal Dutch Airlines, NBC4 and Telemundo 47, NYC Mayor's Office of Media and Entertainment, National Cinemedia, New York Magazine, Spring Studios New York, The Wall Street Journal, Variety, Vulture, and WeTransfer. Opening Night Gala. Diane von Furstenberg, Woman in Charge, United States, World Premiere. Child of a Holocaust survivor, princess by marriage, and founder of a fashion empire, the many faces of fashion icon Diane von Furstenberg are revealed in this captivating and glamorous documentary portrait, featuring interviews with Oprah Winfrey, Marc Jacobs, Hillary Rodham Clinton and more. Directed by Charmaine Obaid-Chinoy and Trish Dalton. Produced by Fabiola Barracasa-Beckman, Tracy Aftergood, Sean Stewart, Obaid-Chinoy, and Dalton. A Hulu release.